The Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the GPRTU, Alhaji Antie Tete, has appealed to drivers and maids, as well as the traveling public, to exercise restraint as new fares are calculated to be accepted by all. Speaking to Radio Ghana following the petroleum price increase, Alhaji Tete said the union is increasing transport fares in order not to ground the transport business. He spoke to George Ankra.
If we don't increase the lorry fare, then it means that we'll be running the whole system to a halt, because we cannot operate. So we need to increase the lorry fare to enable us to be in business and for the public also to have access to our services.
Do you think the marginal increase in petroleum price warrants that increase? And if so, what would be the percentage?
The percentage actually would have been more than the 80% we have announced. But we agree that the 18% can help the public to also have some freedom. So we have accepted the 18% and we think that we can work within that range.
What are you going to do to make sure that there's order on the road?
The moment NPA came out with the increase on the lorry fare, we also followed it up with the 18% because we also had the stakeholders meeting and we agreed on the 18%. So we have also followed it up today, and I think all that we need is for the public to help the various stations to work the 18%. But I'm asking the various GPRTU executives to get their stations very early and help the drivers to work the 18% in some places, round it up, and then do the business with us.
What advice are you giving drivers and their mates to handle passengers with decorum?
We will be asking the drivers and mates to work hand in hand with the passengers and agree on the fares that they will be charging. I just want to use this medium and ask the traveling public and the drivers to exercise restraint in this early period of the increase. Well, there may be differences, but by the course of the day, we expect that things will be normalized.
That was the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the GPRTU, Alhaji Antie Tete.